Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We love the energy. We love the fact that we have an experienced fan base, with the exception of a couple of you here on X, which is a good thing. Rick Doc Walker on X. No underscore, no BTP. So I don't want you to get confused. But I like the fact that everybody has a reaction to it and that we're uncomfortable not winning. That I'm proud of. I'm proud of all of us for. We weren't overwhelmed to the point where we were out of place. We just didn't show up and show out. And I like the fact that we're bitter about it. But don't be unrealistic. They didn't steal it from you. They broke in your place in broad daylight. Let's not act like we got surprised. That would disappoint me. Bonesy. In the District of Columbia.
Hey, what's going on, Doc?
I think you know what time it is.
My main man, Heavy Metal. Hey, Doc, I just want to say, you know, I ain't calling no names out. You know, I just saw some people on defense didn't look like they were in the game, you know, and we just going to have to, you know, take that one on the chin. And coming up this next game with the Raiders, we should be out of preseason mode. But the game against Green Bay, everybody out there looked like they were in a state of shock on both sides of the ball. Just like you say, at this point now, it's next man up. Next man up. The next man up got to come in, step up, and play his position and act like he belong there, man. It's next man up. Ain't no sense of boo-hooing and crying and all that. And point no fingers. If y'all rid of the burgundy and gold, show me that you the burgundy and gold. Let's come out here. Let's get out here and represent.
I love that. Appreciate you. Redskin Steve out in Southern Maryland.
How you doing, Doc?
You know what? I've been better, but I've been through this before. I understand this is part of the process, and I don't want people to panic. I want us to get payback.
I've been through it too, Doc. I mean, at birth, my first words were trade for Sonny. Okay, I'm a long time Redskin fan. And I also was a frequent person at your restaurant in Fairfax.
My man.
When the guys used to hang out down there.
Scoreboard, yep. We had a good time.
Yep, I'm telling you, but don't get down. What did Detroit do against Green Bay? Scored 10 points. 10 points, okay? We scored more than that, and if we had a decent field goal kicker, it'd have been a 3-point game.
And if we blocked better, we might have been ahead of it. If we caught the ball better, we might have been ahead of it. Don't just put it on the kicker. There is nobody to me that is absent of being critiqued on this one. I know it's easy to blame the damn kicker. What we doing having to kick in the first place? If you such a badass, why are you settling for something? Then you get down on 4th-and-1, and what happened? You lose your guts? So don't blame the kicker.
Right.
I ain't into no blaming no kicker. We had the MVP of the league in Mark Mosley. The man was the MVP of the league, He missed one time at that same place, Green Bay, Wisconsin. We didn't score 100 points. And people looked at it, and I said, you don't open your mouth. This dude has saved us over and over and over again. So I'm not blaming anybody. I want to know, what are we going to do about it?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
I'm puzzled. We waited so long for a quarterback. Now it looks like our search is still on for not so much blaming the kicker, but someone who's a little more consistent like Mosley was or Kurt Knight.
I know what you're saying, but you're comparing them against all-stars. You know what I mean? Some of that's not fair. If we all that in a bag of chips, what are we doing settling for field goals? If we got a running game, what are we doing not relying on capturing the line of scrimmage and kicking Parsons behind? We let him do what he wanted to do. So you tell me about the kicker. I ain't blaming no damn kicker. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chevy Chase.
All right, buddy.
Alan, welcome.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
My man.
I'm going to just pivot a little bit here. Talk as a fan. You know, nobody's hitting the panic button or anything. But I'm definitely starting to rethink my own plan B for the season. You know, like 3 weeks ago, I think, or four, Nikki Javala on The Athletic. She gave the team like 8 to 9 wins.
Yep.
And I was pissed off. I'm like, what? I mean, have you seen what I saw last year? But you know what? We've played a bad team. We've played a good team. And I'm starting to see why she's getting the big bucks. Now, I still don't think that that's going to be us. I still see us making playoffs and maybe having a repeat of what happened with Tampa Bay last year, meeting Green Bay in the playoffs and teaching them a lesson too. But, you know, it is a tougher schedule. It is tougher teams. I mean, you can't discount that. And there's growing pains. I mean, you know, the guys are playing hard. Coaching is doing all they can. And sometimes you just have to go through it to get stronger coming out of it.
Yeah, well, I got one thing on my mind, and that's the Raiders. I don't give a damn about December, Eagles, Raiders. We got way too many people. And look, I don't blame people. Make all the predictions you want. If y'all dumb enough to think people can actually see into the future and you buy into it, God bless you. I don't. Okay.
Oh, hell no. So otherwise, why watch the games at all? You already know who's going to win.
But
right?
I'm not blaming anybody. You know, bite the cheese is on your plate. But for God's sake, save that for me. I don't buy into none of that. What I buy into is what my eyes show me. And from what I see right now, we don't block well enough. We don't tackle well enough. We don't catch the ball well enough. And we don't run the ball well enough to be predicting anything beyond a week. Got to go. Go to Mitchell in New Jersey. Sense. Thank you for the call, Alan. Mitchell, what's up?
Sure. How you doing, Doc? Good to talk to you. How you doing, buddy?
I think you know how I'm doing. I don't do well with defeats, Mitchell.
You woke up, breathing, got your house, feel good in bed. Take it, right?
You do you. I'll do me.
Okay, we're all responsible for ourselves.
That's it.
Keep eating right. That's the most important. Exercising. And maybe retirement is a little overrated, a little bit.
It depends on a lot of different factors on that. You know, some people may have a job that's real hard, but they just love being around the people they work with.
I know. I miss the customers. And since I was a FedEx driver for almost 40 years, I miss giving the treats to
that's
the
right.
dogs. I love
right.
it.
You were lucky. So what's on your mind, Mitchell?
These games on Thursday, I think that's the cause of a lot of these injuries. It's ridiculous. When we just have games on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, triple seven on Monday.
Mitchell, I know what you're saying. You get me two players to agree to take a cut and pay, and then I'll listen to you. What do you hear him talk about? The bag. Okay. No Thursdays, but you got to reduce your salary by 18%. Everybody give up 18%, and we'll take Thursday night off, and we'll pay for it with the money that you gave. How many people do you think would sign up for it?
I'll go for that.
Here's the deal. If it's not just one team being asked to do it, it's two teams that's being asked to do it. And it may feel unfair to some, but so what? Nobody wants to make less. Everybody wants the bag. So deal with it. That's all I'm saying. Deal with it.
Well,
they corrupted this whole thing with wagering on their own. No problem. They did it. I played. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. You know why they did it? Money. So once you give your soul up to the demon, then live with it. Deal with it. You opted into it. Have a great day, Mitchell. Bye.
You too. Thanks,
Bye. Doc. You are next.
My brother.
My
What's
man.
Going on, doctor?
Hey, man, somebody got to do this. And I'm glad it's me.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Because I'm not going to BS
know,
you.
I know.
But I'm going to give it to you straight.
I know. Doctor, listening to Donna, you know, like I call it, Donna prove you mm-hmm. is crucial. You know what I'm saying? That's just, mm-hmm. if you listen to the lady, you know what's up.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Doc, I got issue with a lot of problems. Doc, I'm like you, man. Doc, I don't want to be manhandled. Doc, I see these people was manhandling us. The only thing I don't like, Doc, is, Doc, we went in and get all this free agent money and give it to people. Doc, Townsend, I expect Townsend to do better than what I saw. The rookie, I give him a pass. He's going against Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And he didn't pee. And he didn't pee his pants.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. But a Tassel getting, basically, they take him to a dance. That I ain't going to take it. That bothers me. Because, and I'm going to tell you something. I was not a fan of the guy. And I want to see. But what I saw the other day, him getting handled like he's a rookie, that ain't going to work. And another thing I don't like is why we didn't have no running game. You got Rodriguez. You let B-Rob go. These people can talk all this nonsense they're talking about. We needed a B-Rob run because B-Rob bring the hammer. You hear me? And that's what I want to see. You let B-Rob go, you got to put Rodriguez to get that thing running. Yo, Peter, your free agents, I'm not convinced yet. And
today.
I want to see some running game, and there is no if and but. If we can beat the Raiders, it's going to be a problem here, Doc.
Well, let's get
I'm
to the game for a
ball.
Yeah, keep your blood pressure in check. Andre, out in Alexandria, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Who's winning, Andre? Hello? Who's winning?
Oh, I said the Commanders. Remember I said in the blowout, but right. I'm glad we kind of lost because it's the best thing to happen to us. We got our butt kicked like that, and I'm going to use you as an example, Doc. If you got your butt kicked like that, what type of game you gonna? What type of mindset you gonna play with the very next game, Doc? And you're a competitor.
And let me tell you,
you want to show everybody.
I want to win
see,
the game, so I don't
exactly.
need. I don't need to have an awful performance to get me into that because I just want winning. It's so hard. They weren't playing an expansion team. They weren't playing the junior varsity. It's the Green Bay Packers in a whiteout. All right. In a white
Doc, out. A game like this will piss you off. It will piss you off because you know
game.
You can do better.
Yeah, but every game.
Right.
Every game.
But more so a loss. When I play, Doc, I'm pissed. And we lose like that, I'm mad at everybody, and I'm cursing everybody out, and I'm going to piss everybody off on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So when next time they hit the field, somebody going to catch it. I don't care who it is, anybody, anyway, whoever, they catching it.
Well, I'm sure
playing with attitude.
I like that. I like where you're coming from, and I'm sure they'll come up with a catchy little catchphrase that they'll have on a T-shirt. But you know what?
Oh, I'm going to think about that. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to have one.
Yeah, all that's going to matter is what they do when the game starts. Appreciate the call. Fairfax.
I'm playing mad.
Fairfax is our next stop. Eric. Welcome
hey, Doc.
To
good to talk to you again.
Good to hear you.
I just wanted your opinion of the officiating in particular. I think there could have been three calls for them hitting Jaden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of them questionable, the one I think was definite, was Micah.
Yep.
Jaden threw the ball a step and a half away.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
That, he could have pulled off.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Some guys get the protection of a senior citizen. Others don't. That was clear. It's inconsistent. And you know what? We just got to be better. You start counting on refs. You start counting on people to be the right thing if you're playing certain teams, like Green Bay is one of those teams that the league loves, Dallas, league love. Don't expect to get a call because you're not going to get it. It is 1:17 here in the nation's capital. We've got to take a quick break. Keep the lines lit. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC and heavy metal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
123 DOC metal. Getting it done here. In a job that most people would want to avoid, we walk to it. We relish it. Because it's a job's got to be done.
I love working radio, man.
Oh, yeah, but on a loss. I mean,
oh, I know.
Listen, it was awesome last week, but we got a long. It's a long season.
You and I were both working post games on Thursday night. And,
oh yeah, I was. Me and Toby, man, till 2 a.m.
Yeah,
and we'd have gone to 5 had we won. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like this is something that we're all in for, and what's going to determine the outcome is how we build. People lose players. You have to get over it. Don't forget, Green Bay's offensive line was shy 2 starters. I couldn't tell. Could you tell? I sure as heck didn't. So we didn't have any way to dominate them even when they were down. So don't call here talking about we got robbed. We didn't get anything. We failed to take advantage of the obvious, period. Line 1, Philip, you've been really, really patient. Appreciate you, dog. What's up?
Can you hear me, Doc?
Hey, Phil, I got you now.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. Yeah, I'm not as upset with the loss as I am upset with the way that they lost.
Uh-huh.
It's like they got their lunch money taken. If you look, they panned over to Dan Quinn on the sideline halfway the third quarter. He looked completely defeated. Looks like Matt LaFleur took his lunch money 3 days in a row, and he has no answer. He can't find his big brother to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury had a terrible game plan, and I agree with you with that. They should have. They played into Green Bay's hands. Mm-hmm. You were in the shotgun. You were running your pistol. Jaden takes a long drop back when he's in shotgun. These speed rushers came around. They had the snap count down almost within the second series.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what our snap count was. They set him up for failure. You got to help your young quarterback out. I know Krosky Merritt's a rookie, but you didn't trade B-Rob for nothing. You traded him for these young guys that you had. You had to use them a bit more. You had to keep Green Bay's defense honest. They didn't do any of that. They just sat back. They sent 7 guys into zone coverage. You got 4 guys running against 7 guys in zone. You got a vicious pass rush. You got to help your quarterback out. Cliff Kingsbury, I thought, was completely outcoached here.
It happens. Sometimes I appreciate that, man. That was crisp and to the point. I like it like that. two-minute offense that we're running, man. Congratulations on that one. That might be call of the day so far. Keeping it real. Especially, it's like evaluating your own children. That's when it gets really for real. We can talk all this crap we want about our team and go for the hell to the blah, blah, blah. Be real about it. Otherwise, we'll stay stuck on stupid. The only way to get out of this is to fight our way out and play better. Appreciate your call. Paul, out in Gaithersburg, what is on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, you're on my mind, man. You got one of my favorite phrases, a T-shirt I would buy, boils down to manhood issues. They came out scared and intimidated. You knew by the end of the first quarter, it's over. And that comes from the coaches down. They told the team, be afraid. If you looked up and down the rosters, you'll find out Green Bay is not bigger and they're not stronger. They played weak. They played scared. That's it in a nutshell to me. Manhood issues. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Flag that one, Mevel. Because you know who he going to hear that. He'll replay that. Now, he'll claim he did it, but he will definitely re-air that and rework it so he gets the credit for it. Largo's our next stop. Mark, welcome home.
You know, what's really irritating to me is everybody and their mama is preaching doom and gloom. And I want to take one of your theories, man, mm-hmm. and really look at what the Philadelphia Eagles were 2-2 last year before they went their run. Mm-hmm. And why did they go on their run? Because they started running the football. Mm-hmm. It's not rocket science. If you run Merritt combined with probably Rodriguez at least 25 to 30 times, or McNichols, I think it opens up things for Jaden. Everything will work out. It's not the end of the world. Have people figured our offense out? Probably. That's why you got to change it up with the running game. If you run the ball, they'll be fine. This doom and gloom from everybody in the media to the fan base. Come on, man. I mean, they need to be more positive than you. And Doc, could you please talk to your son Linnell? My God. Yesterday, he was like, I just don't understand. I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Jaden had a bad game. Yeah. He had a bad game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But let it go.
Big L is uncontrollable. You can't stop a hurricane or a tornado. You just have to let it come through and do what it does. But you should have predicted it. What did you think he was going to do? Come on, man.
That's true.
I thought you knew it better than that.
That's true. That's all it does.
There you go. That's true. He'll be fine.
All right, bro.
Yeah, all right, man. Be good. Upper Marlboro, what's on your mind? Sadiq.
Hey, Doc. How's it going?
Hey, man. What's up?
You know, my biggest issue is it's not so much, you know, like the last caller said, doom and gloom. Honestly, I don't think we call. I don't think we listen if we already quit. I think everybody believes in them. But here's my thing, Doc, and you, out of all people, will know this and respect this. And even during my time when I was a middle linebacker, even if the tight end or the wide receivers were more athletic, I made sure they remembered when I was there. And you know what I mean? When they came across, that tight end came across, he may have caught it, but he remembered what it felt like when he did.
Well, see, you're
and my problem is that Green Bay, honestly, they look just out-toughed us. These guys, not only was that tight end not regretting that he went across that middle, he was making reservations for the next trip.
Yeah, well, all you need to know is when the quarterback lowers his shoulder, at any time in a game, you have lost all their respect.
And you know what, Doc, if I could just ask you.
You scared the hell out of them.
Right. If I can just ask you one question. Uh-huh. I know we're talking about Jaden and sophomore slump and all that kind of stuff. There's one particular guy, and as you said, it's not on one guy, but there's one guy that last year I felt like teams would look at and say, we got to watch this guy. And this year, I just felt it a little bit softer than usual. I'm not calling him soft, but it's softer. And that's Frankie Louvu. I'm watching him watch people get tackled. Last year, he was ferocious. Am I seeing something different, or am I wrong with him?
Unless they change his responsibility, and that would be a thing that you'd have to get from the press conference from our media in terms of they asking him to do something different that has given him more responsibility, thus taking away the killer in him. That I don't know. But then again, some
either
of this,
way, I appreciate you.
You got to figure it out on your own. Thank you, man. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome call. It is, my goodness, 1:30 here in the nation's capital. Before metal starts swelling up.
Yeah, we late, bud.
Like the Incredible Hulk in here. I'm going to take my behind the break. Hope you're here when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One thing I love about the game is really love the ups, no doubt about it. But I also really enjoy seeing how we react to adversity. Because the road to the Lombardi Trophy is not always clear weather and unobstructed streets.
I was hoping for a 21-0 year.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Not even you know who BTP would have said that.
I can always hope. The fan in me hope. The logic in me did not.
It's almost the best thing could happen to us. No one wants to lose players. But how do you prove that from top to bottom that you got the right people in your operation? If the backups don't play, you don't know how damn good they are. But if they're forced in and you keep getting better, you got people got to select. No one, this is about depth, clarity. Of course, the quarterback, everybody's mentioned around him, but we got to protect him. Now, I've been very honest about all of this. I'm a Rodriguez guy. Because I think what we needed, he provides. But he can't do it if he's in an elevator. Can't do it if he's out in the bus. So, because he's a thumper. Now, I'm a Bill guy. I like Bill, Bob. I like them all. But the dude that I'd like to sick on you, if you impose a threat to me with your defensive front, I got something for you. But if he ain't in uniform, it can't help me. So that's, and I'm not trying to run their business. They know a hell of a lot more about what they have than I do. But I am smart enough to see the results. If you can live with the results that you earned in Green Bay, then don't change a thing. And you will get the exact same results. Because what your team is trying to tell you is that they're still developing. They don't even know who they are yet. And you can't just put that on paper. That has to be revealed during the game. That's how you become baller. So we'll see. Can't talk your way out of this one. Mark in Landover Heights.
Top of the day to you, Doc.
My man. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc. I think everybody needs to pump the brakes a little bit, like I was telling B. Mitch the other day, him and JP. And just remember, man, if there's some bright spots in there, and how long were they still in it? And, you know, they played a terrible game, man. I mean, they have people that have to need to admit to it. But, man, it's time to move on. Because I can guarantee you one thing, I'm going to be like Doc, and I'm not going to try and guess the future too much because I don't want to be the amazing Kresge I never wanted to be.
Yeah, there is a future. But, it's called next game.
That's
Raiders,
right, buddy.
Raiders.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's your sweet
tip. Let's focus on the Raiders. That's all we should be focused on anyway, is the Raiders.
That's right, buddy.
That's
right, Doc. And I guarantee you one thing, Pete Carroll and the boys from the West Coast are coming, and they got a pretty good guy that rushes for them, too. So
yeah,
we're going to,
you know what?
Next game.
Most good teams have a werewolf coming off that edge. Question is, where's ours?
Exactly.
See, let's play. Let's not act like we're underprivileged. We're not.
Nope.
We're not. So let's not act like it. If the people that, I guarantee you this, if picking up your check was based on your performance, we have some people to be in the long lines at them department stores. Because I'm telling you right now, I've always been for performance result. Used to have back in the old days, incentive clause. You got more money based on what you did. Right now, we got a lot of people with a bag, and they ain't left you nothing. See, but that's okay. This is what the league wanted. Now deal with it. Get the job done. I don't want to hear about none of that. I want you to come out and play up to your ability. If you're not getting the job done and you're still in the game, that's not your fault. I'm not going to blame you.
Hey,
I think
man.
You understand what I mean. We're going out to Largo now. Is this Ian?
Based on focus.
What's up, Blair?
Hey, how are you?
I have been better, but I'm doing a job that is required. Sometimes the firefighter has to run into a blaze. That's why I love firefighters. Firefighters, I have great respect for anybody that puts their life on the line for a check. But with them brothers and sisters, they run in, it's on fire, and I am well documented. I'd be running out. They run in. I haven't seen anything. The top
spot. But look, I'm the one that ran in. I'm going in there. I'm helping. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Love that.
I'm going in there.
Love that. We need to make sure our people not on jump ship. That's what I'm.
First of all, it's a pleasure to speak to you, and then happy Saturday as well.
Thank you. Appreciate you. I'm sorry I don't have anywhere to send you to, other than X, and I've only got my name on it, Rick Doc Walker. It's not no underscore, there's no BTP, there's no initials. But you can engage this way anytime you want to, my brother. I'll talk
you
to you.
You're a legend. You're a
appreciate
legend.
You.
You're a legend.
Yeah,
I love listening to your show. I love it. I don't even listen to music no more. I listen to you.
You know what? I'm going to put a 24-hour tape on. Matter of fact, I'm going to do let me tell Mel, are you with me?
I'm down.
Let's do it. We'll do. I guarantee you can't keep up with us. You want to bet?
I know somebody that can though. My cousin, he does not play, and he is core to the fact, and he remember everything, even all the way back to Len Byers. And that's
You know what? There's a YouTube vehicle, so we can do this whenever you want to put up. Because we can do
this.
Oh, no question. Dude, you can't keep up. I don't think you
swear
can keep
to God.
Up.
I can't keep up. I have memory. I have tidbits.
Hey, dude, let me tell you something. Love your passion, man. I appreciate you, too. We do. We appreciate
you. But I played football, man. It means something to me.
No. I can tell you played based on how you talk.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So, I can tell the people that played Imaginary or they played on the game board or they played Madden as opposed to people – they put
them
behind
field.
On the wall. No, I know. Look, I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. It's one thing
Thank
about
you.
It. It's like people who serve know people that didn't serve that talk.
Correct.
They know. A lot of people talk their way into being heroes across the water, but we know who the real heroes are. Appreciate the call.
We are heroes. But CJ. Look, we are heroes. We just don't all have a cape.
There you go. God bless you. CJ in the district. What up? CJ, do me a favor. Put that back on hold. I'm under a mandate. Take a break. We come back. Get to you. We get to Walt. All of you out there. Bebe. And no Tony. No big Tony. Oh, sookie, sookie, Coach Thompson would say, I dare you today to miss Mitch Tischler. Big fella, part of All Ears, Finley and his corporation. Because the big fella and I, we talk about the line of scrimmage, and we did not fare well. And he's going to probably be in attack mode. Don't miss that, top of the hour. Walt, out in Tampa, loyal to the bone. Welcome home.
What's up, Doc? This is Walt from Tampa, and this is 106.7 The Fan. What's up, boy?
Hey, man, I'm rebuilding. I'm focused on the next victim.
Doc, I was happy. But now, let me change this. I wasn't happy, but I'm glad what happened when it did and happened the way it did. At the beginning of the season, we got 10 days to try to get it right. But, Doc, at the very onset of training camp, I was telling my partners, I said, the vibration of the energy is just a little different. Mm-hmm. Even the way they were, and this is just my own humble opinion, just being around the game for 70 years, and I was afraid this was going to happen. I didn't put it out into the atmosphere, but I had shared with some folks, I said, something's just a little bit different here. I don't know if, and then it's hard for us to judge because we have no history with, with this front office. So we really don't have anything to judge by except for previous. And I just thought things were a little off. And then Terry's situation definitely did not help. But the other night, man, I don't know what happened there. We were outcut. We were beat in every aspect of the game. And why they didn't close the middle up, I don't know. But, man, I ain't played football in 50 years. But I could see we had a problem, and I saw it wasn't addressed. So I'm hoping we can get it together, bro. I said I was going to give the front office and the staff 2 years before I start commenting on anything, really.
That's realistic. Because that's not.
So, any way you math this, Doc, it's still year two. Any way you look at it, okay? I mean, we caught lightning last year, but we're still developing it, and we were exposed. And let's see how our staff now, not so much the how do our staff react to this? That's what I am.
Amen.
Because I think we got one of the best staffs. But yeah. It's up to them to correct this thing.
Yeah, and you didn't say anything that is wrong. But seeing is believing, and nobody feels sorry for you, not with the checks they pick up and cash every other month.
That's right.
So man up, and come out and do what you did last year. Because you've shown us what you can do. We're not going to revert back to your past. We look at you right now as a legit player, as a baller. And everybody has a game. Nobody, last I recall, the Dolphins were the last people to be undefeated. So, what you going to do now? And the team with all the catchphrases, I'm not worried at all. Because if anybody can talk their way out of it, it's them. But unfortunately, on game day, nobody cares what you slogans are. They're all Truth
right.
Monday. Well, let's find out. We will see. I ain't mad at you because I have not lost faith in them. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, I have not either.
No, I'm
a long ways from losing faith.
Yeah. When I lose faith in you, I'm done with you. I haven't lost no faith with them. Based on the crap we've been putting up for the last 24 years, they are a sight for sore eyes because I believe they are competent. They are competent. It's not a bank robber group here. We were taken raw in the past. This group here, they have the right intentions. What we're going to find out now is that can they live up to all these slogans? So if you can live up to all them slogans, We're going to be all right because we're going to be knocking on the door of that championship every year. But talk is cheap. And that performance you threw out in Green Bay, borderline pathetic. So what you going
to
do about
it? Well, Doc, right now, I got catching up to do because one of the things I was looking for this year was to have a successful season. We're in every game. We weren't in that game.
No, not at all. And on that note?
At all. Okay. We weren't in that game at all.
If you could see the look that Heavy Metal just gave me right now, boy, I'm trembling in my boots. So I got to let you go. We got to hit this break, and then we'll continue.
Hey,
right
love
here.
You, man. Hey, your tees are coming.
Wait, hold tight. Metal. Oh, my goodness. Walt, he must like you. I'm never seeing back.
What's that?
He gave us some more time. I said,
that's my dude.
You know what Metal is like? Metal is like a parole officer or somebody in a prison, the guy who makes a decision when the doors close or not.
Walt's the guy that sent us those shirts before, Doc.
No, Walt.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm going to send them Monday. Matter of fact, I am at the printers right now getting the images printed up. So I got you.
I tell you what, man.
Now, didn't you just have a call from Largo just a minute ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, hey, I'm in Largo right now. Largo is in the same, we're in the same county. Man, hey, we thick down here in Florida. Okay? We are thick. Redskins fans are thick down here, bro.
You got a pretty good problem.
No, they got, he was in Largo, Maryland. We got Largo up here, too.
Yeah. Oh, Largo, Maryland. I thought he was in Largo, Florida. Because we do get another guy from Tampa that calls quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, hey, man, I come on Saturdays. I turn the radio on for one reason, to see if you're on, Doc. That's the truth. You know, and
well, I'm about to send you my schedule then.
I'm going to say this so the world will know. You kept me a Redskins fan. You and B. Mitch and Finley, because y'all were the only reason I even stayed connected to the team. I wasn't even watching the games, but I was listening to y'all every day. So y'all were my thread I held on to until normalcy came back.
Yeah.
It's back. I ain't going to stop listening to you, but I will say I don't listen quite as much. I don't listen like all day. I listen maybe 3/4 of the day now.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, stay engaged.
But I wanted to let you know, man, hey, you played a big part in my life because that was a space I could have just left, went, and was off into something else. But you, B. Mitch and Finley, gave me a reason to stick around, man.
Well, we got
everybody
a lot of people here that are loyal to the brand, and we went through some very difficult times. So why would we leave now? This is the best thing that's happened in 27 years. So,
man, we're going to be the people's choice.
Yeah,
what?
I just don't want to
Dallas
be
celebrating.
Dallas
can be the America's team, but we're going to be the people's choice.
Yeah, I don't want to celebrate not winning a Lombardi. I don't like the fact that we're
doing
Fun Bunch high fives. We did nothing last year. See, I'm not all this. We were better than that dumb group that had run it. Who, hell, me, you, and Metal might have been able to pull that off had they given us a chance at it. I want to win the Lombardi Trophy again. I want to see us put another
one in
trophy.
Hey, Doc, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question, Doc? Mm-hmm. The way they've constructed the squad now is really good for the present. But if it's not handled right, it could really be a nightmare, couldn't it?
It could always
with
be
the contracts.
If no, we got plenty of money. We just need people to do the job. Money doesn't matter unless you're not functional at your job. We got a lot of bags in there to be in last place, a third place. What we pay, we're supposed to be in first place. And if we're not in first place, we're paying the wrong people. That's on management.
Well, it's a long season, Doc. It's a long season now. I ain't giving up on nothing.
No.
I just want them to take these 10 days and get it right.
Yeah, 9 now. It's 9 and count on it.
Gotta
hustle, brother. Appreciate you. Always, man.
Hey, I love y'all. Hey, be on the lookout next week.
All right, man. Metal. But Metal intimidates her. You don't have to do this, Walt. We appreciate you, but don't let metal strong arm you, man. Seriously. He's got that kind of voice that when he starts, people will be sending us drumsticks, chicken wings. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Let's go to break on that one. CJ, Isaiah, Bebe, Don, you guys hang in there. We'll be back. And again, all APB out for Big Tony. Do not call the show today. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.